Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. We hear stories of community heroes from time to time, people who make a big splash, saving lives, raising money, stepping in when others couldn't or wouldn't. But there are also people who every day do something that make their community a better place to be.
The cover story in this month's Milwaukee Magazine highlights the work of 12 people who fit that description, from a foster mother to a beekeeper to a teen with a long list of service work. Carol Nixon is the editor-in-chief of the magazine, and she joins us to share some of their stories. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, Mitch.
What was the aim of this cover story?
We wanted to shed some light on people who are doing something good for the community. It might not be the biggest thing. It might not be a huge, you know, nonprofit charity, but just in small ways are making Milwaukee a better place to live.
So how did you cast your net to find them?
We reached out to all of our freelance writers and had sort of a brainstorming session. And then, you know, the staff all had their ideas. And certainly I went around, to, as I always do, to all my friends and asked them for suggestions. But I would say that most of these ideas did come from our freelance writers. And I think that they really came up with some great people.
Well, so let's talk about some of them. And people can find their way to the magazine to read about all 12 people on the list. But I want to start with a woman who's on the cover, because she is one of the people who at first glance seems like an unusual choice to be among the people who fit the description of making a difference in their community. She's one of the people that runs Three Brothers Restaurants.
Yes, exactly. Milunka Radicevic, and I'm not good with her last name, Radicevic. Three Brothers is a Serbian restaurant. It was started by her father, and it's in Bayview. If you haven't been there, you really have to go. It's a very, very charming space, and Milunka is usually there most nights, and she's also very charming. It's a story about family and commitment to family and how the small business had larger ramifications in the community. And again, makes Milwaukee the special place it is.
There are not a lot of Serbian restaurants in Milwaukee.
No, there aren't. I think there are two. I'm Croatian, but I enjoy a good Serbian meal. As if you're Croatian and you talk to Serbian people, you quickly come to the conclusion that we're all mixed up together, and I probably have Serbian cousins that I don't know about, and you know. So there you have it.
There's another woman that is on this list that is featured, who really has a difficult story, but she's remarkable for what she has been able to accomplish. Emma Rose Paulson is just an inspiring person.
Absolutely. So Emma Rose Paulson is a teenager with leukemia. She's fighting leukemia, but in the midst of her own battle with cancer, she does good things for the younger kids that are suffering similar types of cancer. So she makes them little goodie bags, and I think most of all, she serves as a beacon of hope.
Well, and it's significant. It was interesting to read. You know, she's, I think, 21 now.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
decided to continue her treatment at Children's Hospital versus going on to Frater, just because she felt so connected to the people and the place.
Exactly. And the writer who worked on this, Matt Rohde, who's one of our editors, said that it was very heartwarming to see her interact with the other patients.
Other people on the list, I hope, let's, again, we can't mention all of them, but briefly, let's talk about Vera Hudson, who is one of, you know, many people in the community that serves as a foster parent. But within that community, her story does seem remarkable.
It is. Vera has fostered 10 children, and 5 of them she ended up adopting. She took on kids with special needs, and those needs varied a lot, but they were kids that perhaps could not have found someone else to take them in, and she gave them a stable home, and I think a lot of love, and it's a heartwarming story.
There are 12 people featured in this. Obviously, you can't speak for them. But what do you know about their reactions to being portrayed in this feature? These are presumably people who don't do what they do for the publicity.
It's very true. And you know, it's a humble group. And in keeping with that, we haven't heard too much from them.
I mentioned the writers were kind of, you mentioned Matt Rohde was inspired by the piece that he did. This must have been kind of a life-affirming story for a lot of the writers.
It really was. Carolyn Washburn wrote several of the pieces, and I remember she emailed me and said that it was just a wonderful project to work on, and that each of the people that she interviewed just made her feel, you know, good about Milwaukee and good about having these people in our community.
When times are challenging out there, this is a good series of articles to read just about people who really are making a difference.
Well, thank you. And that's exactly what we wanted to do.
Carol, thanks.
Oh, thank you, Mitch.
Carol Nixon is the editor-in-chief of Milwaukee Magazine. The feature on 12 Uncommon People is the cover story of the July issue. You can hear our interview with one of them, beekeeper Maggie Stang, at WUWM.com.